Torah 101. Book of Exodus, Shemot, chapter 23, verse 20 today. From the CJB, the Complete Jewish Bible Translation, verse 20. I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. An angel. This is where we get the idea of a guardian angel. This angel would guard them on their way. Previously, God had said that I will go ahead of you in the cloud. But here we see that an angel is going ahead. God is still overseeing his children, but the angel will be the guard ahead of them, going ahead of them. The ancient rabbis had many opinions about this angel. That the angel was selected to guard them because they were destined to sin, and the Shekinah, the Shekinah, would say to them, "For I will not ascend in your midst." That's from the Midrash. Also from the Midrash, there is a reference to this in the Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8, that the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. And one commentary from the Midrash that I found very interesting. It says, "You will find thus that God showed Jacob the guardian angels of every empire." This is speaking of when Jacob saw the ladder reaching up into the heavens. That God showed him guardian angels for all empires. For it says, "He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth. He showed him how many peoples, governors, and rulers would arise from each kingdom. And just as he displayed their rise, so he showed their fall. As it says, 'And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it.' When God said to him, 'Do thou also ascend,' Jacob replied, 'I fear, lest I shall fall, just as these have fallen.' But God said, 'Be thou not afraid, for just as I will never fall from my greatness, so neither thou nor thy children will ever descend from their greatness.'" It does remind me of the temptation of Yeshua in the wilderness, when it says the Satan, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment in time, as Jacob was shown all the kingdoms. But through that revelation to Jacob came the understanding that the angel of the Lord would see them through. Many believe that this angel is Michael, the archangel of Israel, the guardian of Israel. It goes on in verse 21, "Pay attention to him. Listen to what he says, and do not rebel against him, because he will not forgive any wrongdoing of yours, since my name resides in him." So this angel's responsibility, you have to understand, was not to forgive the people of Israel for their iniquity, because only God would do that. That's not his role. But he would give them directives on what to do. But he wouldn't forgive them because that wasn't his job. Again, from the Midrash, it said that this angel was not accustomed to that, forgiving, that is. For he is of the group that do not sin. And moreover, he is a messenger, and he can do only his mission. Verse 22, but if you listen to what he says and do everything I tell you, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. The power of obedience. There is transforming miraculous power when we simply do what God says to do. When my angel goes ahead of you, verse 23, and brings you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, I will make an end of them. You are not to worship their gods, serve them, or follow their practices. Rather, you are to demolish them completely and smash their standing stones to pieces. Victory over the enemy comes through obedience. Again, to reiterate, verse 22, if you listen to what he says and do everything I tell you, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. So what challenges are you facing today? What temptations are you facing today? What potential disasters do you see on the horizon? Obey. Do what he says to do. Because victory over the enemy comes through living it out in simple obedience, not just faith, but doing. Verse 25, you are to serve Adonai your God, and he will bless your food and water. I will take sickness away from among you. Torah 101 Daily.